You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sex. I'm your man, Big B. Glad you could be with us. Today on the Dating Sex panel, we have Mr. Diego.
Hey, hey, everybody. I'm back.
We have back with us again, Miss Reese.
Hey. That sounded a little... Okay. Hey!
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to stand to your feet, remove your hat, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. We hope you have learned a thing or two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So... We've heard your requests. We've read your hate mail. And so we did not make you wait that long in between shows. So we're here again. Clearly, by your messages, there are some dating issues out there. So if you send it in to us, we'll do our best to address them, get you on the right path. And not that we don't want you to listen, but, you know, let you get out there with your man and your woman and have a glass of wine and enjoy life and make babies or don't make babies or just practice making babies or whatever it is that makes your life complete.
That's right. Hit that baby batter.
Ew. Is that the same as that horse lather stuff?
Yeah, baby batter.
Okay. All right. Queen.
Okay, thank you. All right. So I guess one of the questions we asked was, if you're starting to date someone, is it important to know that person's body count? Do you really want to know? Were you here for that?
I was.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So some of the feedback was, Rose said, no, I make it a rule to never ask a question I don't want the answer to. Makes sense. Mr. Lee says, honestly, I don't care that much. I just get to know the person. And L. Stone said, do not ask questions you really don't want to know the answer to. For men, no matter what she says, it's too many and most lie anyway. And for women, what are you going to do with that information? I'm like, okay, makes perfect sense to me. There was another question I had to ask you guys, and I don't know what I did with it, so I'm gonna have to look for it at the break. But I said, let's move on.
We got a.
There's another one.
Are we doing all the feedback now? Or
it depends. Does it go with the question I just asked? You know,
I don't know.
Okay, well, go ahead and just hit it up. Let's see what's.
Could be.
Let's just see what they got to say then.
See what they got to say.
What up, DS fam? This is Kmart. Hope all is good.
Oh, God.
Damn, he started off so well, Ted.
Right.
And he fell down.
Did he get in a car accident?
Very intrigued.
want to make you sleep on a couch. Hell no.
Ooh, man, I've seen my dad and hey.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is. Kmart still about alive?
On the couch.
Yeah. I'm not sure what happened there.
Not sure what happened. Let's go on.
Okay.
I'm going to call Kmart and see.
Right.
Are both legs still working? Or
right. I'm like, damn.
Is he now an amputee?
He was like, don't you dare leave feedback. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Well, while he's figuring that out, this is a question that we asked the Deepsters. So I will ask Ms. Reese and Diego, would you be okay if your significant other went out to lunch or dinner with their ex?
Oh, You want to take
that? No, I'll take that. I mean, before I say, I would want to know what's the reasoning behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they catching up on old times? Are they telling you they're about to die or, you know, something like that? But, actually, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I probably would, you know, trust my person and say, hey, you know, go ahead.
I think it would depend. I think it all depends. You know, maybe they have children together or something.
Sure.
It could be, as long as there's some level of respect there, you know? So if I'm showing some sort of discomfort, I don't know if an introduction is necessary or something, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay.
No. I'll be looking at my phone, though, like, I want to know when it's over, like, okay, y'all still there? Or what? Hey, you.
There's a time limit on that date.
Right. It's been 2 hours. What's the fun?
Would you look at the time?
Yeah, really. WTF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah. Because you have to put the trust somewhere, and it's like, the fact that they told you that they're meeting their ex, because they could do it without your knowledge.
Very true.
You know, mm-hmm. Which is very, you know, very easy to do. So the fact that they told you, you're going to have to sometimes take that trust, leap of faith, and say, yeah, go ahead, do you.
Very true. Yeah.
Suppose you date like Miss Extra Petty, and she'd be like, well, what did you eat? I mean, I just had like the baked chicken and mashed potatoes, and she said, all right, well, enjoy your last piece of chicken, because I ain't never cooking chicken for your ass again.
Oh.
And then you just tell her, your shit ain't taste that good in the first goddamn place. You're doing me a favor. Yeah, there you go.
Petty begets Petty.
Yeah, I'm Petty Jackson.
You really are.
So do we want to go back to Kmart? So
you can try.
Clearly something happened, so we have to be quiet for a segment of his feedback.
Oh.
And I'll try to work the controllers. But for anyone that thought that was my fault, it wasn't. You'll hear the exact same thing happen. So, here we go. Let's try this one more time.
What up, DS fam? This is Kmart. Hope all is good.
I had the last couple shows. First off, hey, can your woman make you sleep on a couch? Hell no. Trust me, shoot, man. I've seen my dad and, hey, him and my mom, they've been married almost 40 years, and not once have I seen him sleep on a couch. Yeah, that's not happening. I put it like this. If I put together that bed, and if I put in or bought that whole bed, I'm not sleeping on nobody's couch. I'm sorry. I mean, hey, if we have a situation or a disagreement, damn it, we gonna work it out either that night, or we're gonna work it out in the morning. But I'm sorry, I'm not sleeping on nobody's couch. Hey, I did it when I was a kid, having a sleepover at a certain friend's house, but I'm not doing it.
The other question that you guys had is that how do you debut a new relationship on Facebook? I know some people, they just come out right as soon as it happened. New relationship, such and such in a new relationship. And I'm looking like, damn, weren't you just in one like 2 weeks ago, but you in a new one? Okay. I know me, I usually don't throw it out like that, like fast and everything like that. I mean, I typically like to wait a little while. I mean, like to see me, if it's actually going to actually go somewhere. I may bring out maybe like a picture here and there. I may tag that person like, hey, we're at such and such. But for the most part, I'm pretty reserved with that. I try to, I try to take my time with that. Because, I mean, if something was to happen, I don't want people coming back, oh, what happened with you and such and such and all that bullshit. And it's like, no, I'll wait till I know if it's stable to bring it out in the open. But like I said, I mean, hey. And other question, would you go and marry at first sight? Man, I know that 100K that they scratching for participants, shoot. Man, that would be kind of hard to pass down. But me, I'd really have to be, like, at my wit's end and just, like, know what? Let's try this. But other than that, nah, I doubt it. But anyway, I'll catch with y'all later. Peace.
I'm so glad he's okay.
No, I didn't know he was, like, he was running from the police or something. Like,
no, know, like, I thought the missus was in the room. Yeah. Right.
He was looking back and talking at the same time. Yeah, right. I would never.
His boss came past his cubicle. Yeah, and I just want to say that y'all.
Thank you for your feedback, Kmart. We love it always. Thank you so much. All right, so let's get into these questions. Mm-hmm. I'm like, y'all sent some good ones. I mean, like, I don't even know which one to ask first because the ones we selected for today are all off the hook. So I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, okay, I'm going to start with this one because I feel like this might be like a little bit of a... No, it won't be a softball. Not with this crew. It should be a softball question, but it won't be. So we're going to go with, if celebrating certain holidays was important to you but not to the person you're dating, how would you handle that?
Ooh, because yeah. 'Tis the season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought this was a great question. It's like, yeah. Thanksgiving is around the corner, then it's Christmas, and then it's like Valentine's Day. Mm. So, you know, celebrating certain holidays was important to you, but not the person you're dating. How would you handle that?
Ooh. Who wants to take that one? Who wants
doesn't
to
seem like anybody
I'm
does.
I'm like sitting here like
I wish I could see their faces. Everybody's like, ooh.
I'm like, I mean, okay. For me, I grew up with a very close friend whose parents, one, her dad was Jewish and her mom was Christian. And to watch them compromise and balance and incorporate each other's faiths, it was amazing. Not to mention that, you know, I was sort of like their Arnold Drummond, you know, to the white family. I was sort of their adopted son. So it was like what? Yeah, I was the black adopted child. It was like double the celebration. You know what I'm saying? Everything was sort of doubled. You got the best of both worlds. And so, I mean, that showed me there that, you know, if something like religion and faith and belief and everything, I mean, you know, it can be balanced if you're willing to compromise.
Just don't be the Grinch. So if you don't celebrate Christmas, then don't, you know, make me feel bad about celebrating Christmas. Just don't be a Grinch.
Yeah, don't be the stick like, yeah, I don't get into that. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's no very boy. Nice and lovely for both of you to say that.
Hold on. Before you answer, too, I'm going to circle back at the end of this because I really want to know, like, since we're talking to Valentine's Day, but we'll go back to that.
Ooh, I mean, since it's
because we're closer to November and December, mm-hmm. So keep that in your minds.
Okay. So, I look at it like this. If kids are in play, then I'm all about celebrating Christmas.
You're right at first selling.
Yeah, selling, celebrating Christmas. If kids are involved. Now, there are no children involved, damn that shit, okay? Bottom line, you can say Merry Christmas, you know, whatever, but ain't shit I'm going to buy you on Christmas that I haven't thought about buying you any other time. So I don't get into the exchanging of gifts and all that bullshit because you grown. You way past that. And like I said, again, ain't shit I'm buying you during the holidays that I haven't thought about buying you any other time of the year. And I ain't going to rack my goddamn brains about, oh, what to get her? I don't know what to get her. You ain't getting shit.
ladies and gentlemen, the Grinch.
And so as far as Thanksgiving is the only holiday that I really enjoy, because that's just really about getting together with family and friends and having a good time. But like I said, if kids are not involved in the Christmas time, we can just plan to go away for the holidays, lay on a beach or whatever, and, you know, go as that. But don't be thinking no gifts is going to be under the tree, okay? Nothing from Zales or any other motherfucking.
God damn, not Zales.
I had to bring Zales in.
You know what I'm saying? No. You could at least say Jared.
Yeah, you definitely getting shit for Jared. So the bottom line is, you know, don't expect it.
Okay.
So. I like exchanging gifts with my significant other.
I mean,
it's fun. It doesn't have to be this, you know, extremely expensive thing. Like, just
gestures. But you can buy him that, like, a month before?
Yeah.
Then that's what I'm saying.
I can do it on the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's why it has to be like, oh, Christmas, and you got to wrap that bullshit up and all that crap. Like, nah, sit your ass down. You grown.
See, I treat Christmas kind of the same as Thanksgiving, too. I mean, I have an 8-year-old daughter, so Christmas is everything to her. But on Christmas, I have a huge brunch at my house, and all of my family comes over, and
you have a child too.
We sit back and we, you know, talk about each other. The bar is fully open.
Yeah,
the food is bottomless. Mm-hmm. So,
Fine. That's fine for that. But I'm just saying, you know, if you're an adult,
right?
Yeah, really. I was trying to get
see,
that.
Nobody likes to drive to Fort Washington except for.
I mean, yeah. I would come out there for that.
Yeah, for the Christmas.
All are welcome. Please come.
So. I really would.
Bring me a gift.
The gift is I'm here.
Gotta at least bring a bottle.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Easy.
All right, so you can come.
Yeah.
So. She's like, you're welcome to come then. All right. Okay. I don't want y'all to lose thought. So, I mean, mine is going to be super easy. So I want to go back around real quick and ask you. So, like, what if it was Valentine's Day? And that's a holiday, like the person you're dating, they are like super excited about Valentine's Day, but you're like, meh.
Again, I mean, I think it's something that should be made clear. Like, don't tell me February 7th that I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? This should be some shit I've known about you, and, you know, that's fine. And at this end, again, Don't steal my thunder. Don't steal my joy on what that day might mean for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the famous one? Everybody's 7-day in Venice on the 20th of December or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, come on, dude. You know, I should know this about you beforehand.
Oh, I agree. I've never celebrated Valentine's Day in my life. Okay, I let people up front know I don't do that bullshit. For the most part, I'm Jehovah's Witness. But I will make it.
I can't get nothing for my birthday either.
No, I say I'm Jehovah's Witness, but I will make exceptions for your birthday if you let me know in a week in advance, if it's not in my phone. But, I mean, Valentine's Day, I've never celebrated Valentine's Day. And I've always told people, look, I don't like your ass no more on the 13th or the 15th. So I'm definitely going to like your ass no more on the 14th. So, yeah, I ain't going to do it. So if you're looking for a dude to say, oh, celebrate Valentine's Day, I ain't him.
See, I celebrate Valentine's Day when I'm single.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're a teddy bear, though.
I dare you. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like my mate's not going to dictate what I do that day.
Right.
I buy a bag of candy, throw it in my backpack, and walk around. I hand them out.
And that's great.
Happy Valentine's Day. Making my, I mean, one year, Queen, I burned all those discs. I made a little Love Jam CD, blah, blah, blah. Hand them out to strangers.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's really
guys and girls, you know, same thing. Go have fun tonight.
Yeah, and I'm not, for Valentine's Day, it's not, like, I love flowers. I'm a flower girl, period. So, like, I buy flowers for myself and put them in my house all the time. So it's not one of those things where the flowers are now $100 a dozen and the day before and the day after they're back down to 20. So it's not one of those things where you have to buy me flowers for Valentine's Day, but I do want to celebrate it with you if you're my boo.
If you buy them for you on the 13th, then it's good. You know,
that's fine. We can save some money.
Yeah, get that $20 thing.
We can put that extra 80 on something else.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hey, you know, so. My pocket.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
No one queen. That's another bag.
$80 ain't enough. Anyway, So if celebrating holidays was important to you but not the person you're dating, how would you handle it? I would say, I would hope by the time we are dating and before a holiday came up, I would know whether that person was into celebrating that particular holiday or not. That was, if it was important to me. I'm with Diego. Thanksgiving is more important to me than Christmas because I think it's commercial or commercialized now. But there really isn't a holiday that's that important to me. Like, I'm not really like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Let's go out and spend and do and blah, blah, blah. We can be at home, dinner, wine, whiskey, whatever, whatever. So it's not that important to me, but I would say those are things that you need to have a conversation, mm-hmm. you know, and if it is something that's important to you, if Valentine's Day is a big event for you and you're one of those people, and I'm not just going to say women because, you know, dudes like Valentine's Day too. So if you're one of those people that wants something to show up at their job, and if it doesn't show up at their job, then it's like, you're like, oh no, like it's a bust, you know, because, you know, people do like things like that, you know, right. they're like oh what did you get, Jen? And it's like, oh, my boo sent me a bouquet of flowers. Oh, my boo sent a whole bunch of balloons. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's for some people, like, that's their thing. I mean, that's not my thing. I don't care. Like, I don't have to have that. But if it was important to me, I would want the person to know that I'm dating that it is important to me. And if they don't deem that something like that is important to me, more than likely, to me, the relationship is not going to make it. Because there are things, you know, that I might enjoy, like holiday-wise, that they don't enjoy holiday-wise. If we can't come together or come to some happy medium, then I'm, you know, you're going to be pissed. Mm-hmm. Or he's going to be pissed. Mm-hmm. Or she's going to be pissed. Whatever way it works out, somebody going to end up pissed. You know what I mean? So you need to have that conversation, talk it out, and say, this is important to me. If they say it's not important to me, I think the holiday is trash, maybe reevaluate
right,
the relationship.
Right.
Maybe reevaluate the person that you're dating.
And right. Even out of all of those, we talked about Christmas and Thanksgiving and Valentine's, New Year's Eve is kind of up there on my list. Okay. That is something that I would to spend with my boo.
That's a touchy one.
Do y'all believe on that thing? Like, if whoever you're with on New Year's is the person you're going to spend the rest of the year with?
I want to kiss you at midnight.
No, I don't believe that because I spent the New Year's with several people and I never saw them again.
Sure the hell have. I can co-sign that.
I haven't seen them maybe the day after.
And so. Again, we don't have to go to this, you know, grossly expensive dinner and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, if we are headed in that direction, I would love to do the 3, 2, 1 Happy New Year.
Sure. Mwah. Sure.
I mean, hey, you know my situation. I mean, I think it's cute, the whole idea of the person that you're with, you're going to be with, blah, blah, blah. But as Diego said, that has been proven to go the way of the Lotless Monster.
How about that?
But, again, it's about the moment. It's about being caught up in silly, whimsical things that just make each other smile and you have fun or whatever. But, yeah, if you like finer things and you want to be with me, you're going to understand I'm going to be at work that night. So if you want your kiss, you'll be at work with me.
You can put your outfit on and go to
the club. And that's what it's about. So let's do it. Are there drinks at your job?
You're going to give me a kiss. You're going to give me a kiss. And then I got to go back to work.
Right. Or at least do a drive-by.
Something. Don't have no damn rollers in here.
Okay.
Or a bonnet.
Oh, how dare you, sir?
No, that's not Baltimore, is it? Okay.
Stop it.
You know what?
There goes the Baltimore.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Bonnets are not just a Baltimore thing because, you know, B and I had a whole thing. Actually, it was a whole crew of us.
Right.
Remind me to tell you.
Tony's still doing it.
I was going to say, remind me to tell you, my sis was real mad at me for doing that. But whatever. Anyway. Yeah, okay. All right, so let's get on to the next question. So we're going to totally flip it. Would it matter to you if the person you are dating watches porn?
I think it's very healthy for relationships. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Because I'm going to watch it. So.
What if they watch like a lot of it? And you like, you went to work and you left them and you came back and they were still watching it.
I hope they learned something. Yeah, I'm about that porn life too. Although I don't really watch porn. I kind of want to watch maybe 2 minutes of it. That's enough to rub out one. But if my significant other said, hey, baby, let's watch porn and we're together and, you know, and engaged. And we want to watch porn while we're doing it. I like that. I mean, I think it kind of frees your mind and opens that person up to other possibilities and not make them all restrained from opening themselves up and allowing themselves to be free. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent of porn.
Free your mind.
I don't mind if you're doing it while I'm at work. I don't mind if you're doing it while I'm cooking dinner and you're in the basement sneaking one in.
Yeah.
A quickie.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and even if
as long as I'm still getting mine, though,
right? Exactly. You watch it, and then all of a sudden you come upstairs and spew that baby batter. You know,
uh-oh. So. There you go with this.
Did you
batter.
Just like learn?
There you
batter?
Go with this batter.
No baby batter.
Like, I just did like you the, just learn this?
No, I just been saying that for a long time. I like baby batter now. It sounds so cute.
Okay. All right.
You know.
Okay.
That's better. Come. Okay. Baby batter.
All right.
B.
It shouldn't be a problem.
It
shouldn't be a problem unless y'all not taking care of each other. If it's just he watching, getting his off, and going about business, and you watching, and you got all kinds of toys that make him feel inferior, and ain't shit happening in the middle, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? But if he watching and, you know, he has his legal pad and pencil and taking notes and, you know what I'm saying, y'all making tapes and shit and all that, well, then God bless.
That's right. Learn, make her squirt.
I've never walked in on someone doing it. Have y'all, like,
watching porn?
Yeah. And like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never.
Yeah, I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, not if you
she wasn't all your, startled and like,
nah.
Not if you're walking on your brother. That's
not no, good that, about no, that. Oh, that's no, different.
No, that's different.
Like, I didn't think she meant that, but
yeah. Well, yeah, I meant like, you know, your person.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never interrupted a porn session.
I mean, if you walked in on it and they was like, you know, using the buzzer, and you just sat there and watched them for a while, and then walk in. Like that?
Uh-oh. That's a little creepy. I'm like,
that just actually brought back.
I don't know what just happened.
Right, you mean you were lurking in the corner and they didn't know you were there?
No,
you
while were... they were doing it, you were like going.
You had a creep face?
That actually brought back.
Wait a minute.
Shit, of the first porn I ever watched.
Oh my God.
And it was actually called I Like to Watch. Just a bunch of scenes of people like,
oh my, that is so creepy.
No, that's so nice though.
Oh, I know.
No, the faces are creepy. I mean, if you're there, you're there, but can you at least be like, hey girl, or something?
No.
Eye contact?
No, because it takes away, because once you say something, it takes away their moment. So you got to let them really get their moment.
No,
in.
It depends on the person.
No.
Because maybe they might be more into it because they see you. They're like, oh, you see me? I see you.
I think they feel your presence in there. But it's like once you say something, they feel your presence. But once you say something,
not necessarily. If you got the right tool. Yeah. You're not.
But I kind of like watching. I don't want them to know. I just want to sit there and lurk.
Oh, God. I wish I could see the creep face.
Now, one thing I did do kind of fun with porn before is I left the TV on and I had it looping on the same scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it on. I left a little note for my husband at the time. Okay. And it was there. I knew he was getting home before me. So he walked upstairs and saw a scene. And I left a little note that said, you know, I'll see you later on. Like, okay. This is what we're fitting to do.
That's cute. That was Valentine's Day?
No, that was a just because.
Okay.
That's
nice.
What's up.
I think more
do
women.
Just because, yeah. Man.
Women need to be more, a little bit more proactive in that. I like that.
Thank you. Did I get a gold star?
Yes, that's a gold star.
Thank you.
Gold star. Yay, you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Say what you want.
Teacher's pet.
Yay. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we will be right back. Buy some flowers. Your cubicle, in your office, singing that song right now, because we were just singing it too. If you have any feedback, you have any questions you want us to address, indeepshow@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. Again, you already know it. We're not professionals. We people out here just doing that thing, trying to live our lives and navigate through this crazy ass world of dating. Could we say dating sucks? Question mark. Does it really? I don't know. Anyway. So let's get on to our next question. So this part of the question, Miss Reese, is just for the gentleman. And then this part I'm going to ask you. Ooh. Somebody asked us. So how do men know when they have the one? They have the one, quote, air quotes. How do y'all know when you have the one?
Well, I'll speak from my experience. Yeah, boy. Well, you know, when you it's one of those things where it just hits you. Something about that person. She might not be the best looking chick that you talk to. Not as far as looks, body, or whatever, but just something about that person moves you. You don't know what it is, but just something about her resonates with every fiber within you, and you're like, damn, what just happened here? And you just know from that moment that that's the woman that you want to be with. Now, all the other women that you have gone through, you know, they were just something pretty much to do, even though you, you know, you didn't try to make them feel that way sometimes.
Sometimes,
you know, you just say what it was. It's just something to do. But sometimes you just kind of, you know, you go through the motions and hoping that, okay, this person fits that criteria, that whatever you're looking for. But when you find that one, it just hits you out of the blue. You didn't see it coming, and you just know. So, yeah, it can happen.
I'm still quiet. Your turn.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, how do you know? I mean, definitely, you know, what Diego said was there definitely accurate, but damn. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to know, like, when I'm sitting on my rocking chair on a porch and I look back over the last 20 years and be like, damn, she's still here. She was the one. I pray that that's not the case, but I mean, when you get those feelings, again, like Diego just said, you get those feelings that when different aspects of your life, of your normal day, are just incomplete without that person's input, that person's presence. That person's touch, what have you. I mean, when everything that you seem to do just incorporates that person and it's just a fluent, well-oiled machine, you know, you just kind of know. I mean, there's a lot of people that sort of fake themselves out and try not to recognize it. But, you know, if you're true to yourself, yeah, you'll know. And, you know, you'll go out there and you'll tell your friends, you know, yeah, nah, whatever. She ain't all that, da-da-da. And your boy looks at you like, nigga, please. You know that's your girl. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know how else to really describe it. I would just say try to recognize it before it's too late. Yeah.
He said, yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. So the second part was, what happened to my screen? Okay. How long are you willing to wait? So it says women. How long are you willing to wait until you realize you're not the one?
Oh. Dang. And I thought I got to answer the other version of the question. Mm. So I think that... the red flags are very red. Like, they are fire engine red. So when you're not getting, like, it's reciprocation. So when you're not getting back what you're putting out there, I think that is a telltale sign. You know, one of the things, like, when a man wants you, I firmly believe that there's no question about that. You know, I don't have to... keep checking my phone and wondering why he's not getting back to me. You know, like, it's very clear, you know, men, when they want something, they go after it and they get it. If they want a job, if they want a car, if they want a house, if they want a woman, they go for it and they get it and there's no questions. So I think that when you're having all these questions, I think that when you have all of those questions, though, that is a red flag. And I think that, you know, that's when the wrap it up music starts playing and you gotta wrap it on up and see what else is out there. My two cents.
How long is that, though?
Case by case.
Case by case?
I think.
So it could
because
be.
Because I mean, I'm also one of those people. Y'all heard me talking about holidays and I'm like a female teddy bear, but it's like, you know, I believe in love at first sight and all of that stuff. So it could be. You know, I am personally probably not going to ride it out for you for, I've never had to go through this, I guess. Now I'm thinking back from my experiences. I guess a year, is that like the threshold?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
We get to go through each other's birthdays and the Valentine's Day that you're not going to celebrate and all that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was there a hand raised?
B? I feel like you had something you wanted to add.
Okay, so you said, and I know this can turn into a whole nother show, but so you said, you know, when a guy knows what he wants, car, clothes, Gucci loafers, all that good shit, he goes and he gets it. What about when the person that he wants, he knows it's the person that he wants, but that person that he wants can't get out of their own way to make shit happen? By holding on to shit from the past, by holding on to their own idiotic beliefs, by holding on to figments of their imaginations, by holding on to insecurities, by just all that shit. What do you do in that case?
Sound like she ain't the one, and you got to pack it up and move it on too.
That's true. Preach, because she ain't the one. The one just, they resonate with every fiber of you. They resonate.
Shit falls into place.
It does. It falls like, damn.
And I do believe, though, that there can still be some growing pains in that infancy phase, because you're figuring each other out.
Absolutely.
You are, you know, getting into each other's schedules and routines, you know.
That's why I don't subscribe to that 1 year thing that y'all just said.
I think, that plays a part.
I think 1 year, but nothing past 2.5 years. Anything go past 2.5 years.
Say it depends on how old you are.
Yeah, I mean,
plays a big part too.
Because you can't be old and crusty still hanging in there. I mean, what I would say, just 2 years, 18 months going on 2 years. You know, by that time, if you haven't figured it out, you ain't going to figure it out.
And sometimes, you know, I've seen it before, definitely with some of my girlfriends, where it's like, you figure it out a little too late. Like, now he's not showing you that same level of attention that he did before because you were too cute to do this and that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now you've missed it. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, shit.
But you can circle back, though.
But you got to know it might be too late by the time you circle back.
Yeah, but I mean, it all depends if he's engaged with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to circle back.
Or if he's not willing to go backwards.
Well, see, the thing about what that is, if he really was into you in the beginning, sometimes the pride kind of takes over and he's stubbornly kind of distancing himself from you. But if you really put that effort in there, because if he was really, really, really feeling you from the beginning, and because your selfishness kind of made it not happen, I think if you circle back and circle back the right way, you can make a guy come back and say, okay, you know.
But see, the danger, for me, the danger with that is things start to become unbalanced to where, you know, it could be like, you know, how do I trust what you're saying now? You had all this time to get it right and you couldn't. So now that your meal ticket moved on or what have you, or your comfort zone, you know, you're not comfortable or you're not in that space anymore. How do I know that this is just not a facade that you're putting up just to get back here? So it's like now he may expect her or she may expect him, whoever's coming back or whoever's just realizing shit, you know, they're going to sort of expect you to kind of double time and then work extra hard to get back to where I was in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then it might turn into a thing of, hold on, you know, shit, how long you expect me? You know, I'm showing you and da-da-da. And I've seen too many situations where it just gets ugly after that.
See, I have a little sidebar for that, too, because, like, did I know that I wasn't meeting the expectations? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of communication was happening in between? Like, did you express to me, like, baby, I don't like this? You know what I mean? And then I didn't meet the standard, or was it a standard I didn't even know that I should have been meeting?
I guess we're assuming that, you know, that communication is what it's supposed to be. So, I mean, if it's a thing where you guys weren't communicating, then again, you have issues from the start.
Right. Mm-hmm. But that's where that time frame comes in from. You know, from that 1 year, because, you know, you have that, you know, that cute period from 1 to 3 months. Then you have that okay, what are we doing from 3 to 6, and then 6 to 9, and then 9 to 12. And then after that, you know, you kind of go into the next year or so and figuring out, okay, this is the person that I'm going to be with, mm-hmm. or not. Or mm-hmm. you just something to do until something better comes mm-hmm. along.
I think a lot of that, again, I go back to the growing pains. You know what I mean? So if I don't express to you that I'd like a good morning text,
right,
then I can't be mad when you don't text me.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or call or whatever. Yeah. You got to say all these things up front, yeah. just like, you know, whether you enjoy Christmas or Valentine's Day or anything like that. You got to state all that stuff. And like I say, you got to put all the ugly shit out there front and center to allow that person to make their decision.
Diego, I don't think they understand that. It's literally what you just said. You have to put that ugly shit out there.
Yeah, they do.
You know what I'm saying? Most people don't, though.
Yeah.
Because.
But you need to.
I know you do need to, but I'm saying most people don't because, you know, a lot of people. Right. I'm just saying a lot of people hire crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or what maybe they don't even know is crazy. A lot of people are able to hide it. And so you say like, oh, a year. But I don't know. I think people like, you know. So, again, I go back and I ask myself the question, how long are you willing to wait until you realize you're not the one?
I think
it's up to the individual. You know, I think it's up to the individual. I think it depends on how old you are. You know, and what you're willing to deal with at the point of, you know, of your life that you're in. Because sometimes it's like, you know, I think for younger people, I think they're just like, we're just going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Bop, bop, bop. This works. I don't like that. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? As you get older, you're like, okay, I've been through some things. I'm able to tolerate a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I have a little more patience than I did when I was younger, mm-hmm. you know? And I think also, too, a lot of times, with women, I think we have our spidey senses up, and it's like, and, you know, or even men too, you know, some shit ain't right. You just know it's not right. And it's like the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, or you talked about it with a friend, whether it be a girlfriend or a boyfriend, whatever, you talked about with a friend and they're like, girl, what? Dude, what? And you're like, wait a minute, huh? I mean, I thought it was okay. And they're like, no. That sounds crazy as shit. And you're like, no, that's not crazy. Yeah,
right.
It's fine. You know, it'll be okay. You know, yeah. And it's like, you know, so you have to decide, you know, what are you willing to deal with?
Mm-hmm. And you know? Yeah, that reminds me too of a conversation.
What are you, right.
A conversation I had with one of my girlfriends about, like, what's the difference between compromising and settling?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? That yeah. fine line between right.
and getting and back to the whole.
Can we not get back? Can I cook? I just let y'all just cook for three days.
For a long time.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm just saying, it's, I'm being funny, but really, but it is, what are you willing to deal with? Don't deal with a whole bunch of bullshit for a long period of time, because when you know it's some bullshit, don't do that to yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like this is all I'm going to get and just deal with some shit just for the sake of dealing with some shit. Because then you're going to get yourself in a situation where you are not happy and you're just going to be like, okay, I'm not happy, but I'm in a relationship, so it's okay. And then it's like a year's going to pass, 2 years going to pass. 3 years gonna pass, onward and onward, and you'll be like, damn, I should have ended this shit in year
10 years.
You know what I'm saying? I should have ended this shit in year 1 or 2 months into the relationship. I saw that flag. Cause I mean, how many of us know when we've let go of somebody or broken up with somebody or ran away from somebody, we knew, we were like, God damn, that person was crazy. Or I wish I never got with this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, seriously, like how many of us was like, whoo, I'm glad I got out of that shit. And you look back and you're like, you know what? Looking back on that, yeah, I knew there were some red flags mm-hmm. in this situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I'm so glad I got out on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes a lot of us don't, because like Diego says, 5 years go by and 10 years go by and 20 years go by. And you are just unhappy. So, man, listen. So pay attention is all I'm saying.
Yeah, that weighs
on. Pay attention.
And again, I know we can keep on, you know, peeling layers of this mm-hmm. topic, but, mm-hmm. you know, understand, since we're talking about, you know, revealing that ugly shit, understand the shit that you bring. And, you know, just because I, you know, and I call it the Mona Scott Young rule, you know, and she's the one that made Love and Hip Hop and shit. She's the one that, to me, has fucked up love, period. Because just because you can utter the words, I'm grown and I'm ready to settle down, means absolutely nothing. Understand, if you talking to someone who is, you know, settled, stable, is ready to be, you know, ready to function in a relationship, and you come to the relationship with a fucking bag, and you talking about what you ready for, understand you probably not ready. Understand what you do and don't bring to the table, and, you know, because, well, like, and I'm saying it because it's like how you say how, you know, people's age, because I've heard that so much late, like, you know, I'm 40 and I don't got time for games. I'm ready to settle down. Just because you can say those words, are you still doing childish shit?
Right. You don't have time for games.
Are you still walking around with a 420 credit score and you have nothing to bring to this household but baggage? Do you have nothing other than the suitcase that you bring into this house?
Like, literally, a suitcase.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't think because you're cute, you're cute.
So. Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah. There you go.
And there you are. All right. Now you got me confused because I don't know whether to go with this question or this question. Huh. Okay. Since we're still, you know, well, I mean, this is a dating show and a relationship show. So let's go in this pocket. So, I mean, let's get simplistic. Nowadays, how do people get to know each other? Do people still like talking on the phone? Are people texting? Like, what's good? Like, how are people doing this?
I like a nice blend of all of it. So I do still enjoy talking on the phone. I really like that. I mean, I love the text messages throughout the day. I am like, so one of the ways that I know that I'm kind of getting into someone is when they are that first phone call. So if I have great news, I want to call them first. If I have shitty news and I want to cuss somebody out, I want to call them first. You know what I mean? But I really do. I like chatting on the phone.
You hang up. Oh, you hang up. No,
you hang up. I'm not a huge FaceTimer, but I'm adapting.
Diego, I mean, you're in the background.
I like telephone conversations. I like to talk because I like to hear people's voice inflections. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, I'm a mixture of both, a little... texting at times and stuff like that. But when you have something really long-winded to say, don't send me a goddamn
book. Right,
true. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of times you can get the translation gets lost in the text. And sometimes you want to hear that person's voice so you can have a really fun dialogue with them, with the laughing and the other things that go along with it. So I'm really big on phone calls. I like phone calls and just, you know, just talking and just feeling that person's rhythm on the phone.
And a little saucy text throughout the day. That
good. Yeah, I mean, good. That's, you know, saucy. Maybe a little spicy, a sassy picture or something like that. Nothing provocative, but just sassy. Like, hey, like, you know, I'm thinking about you, whatever. That
too. But if I'm on FaceTime with you without all of my
FaceTime glam on, that FaceTime is that's a hard one because I've been hit with a couple of FaceTimes. I was like, ooh, I'm not ready for that right now. You know, I mean, so.
Like, yeah, you used to have to schedule an appointment with people for FaceTime.
That random FaceTime. If I just pick up
and you, Reese, uncut, go for it.
Yeah. That FaceTime is hard.
Boo, boo, boo. I don't like the phone. I don't like the phone. The phone is used to make plans. Hey, what you doing, babe? Shit, you ain't doing that? All right, I'm about to come over. Click. All that rest of that yip-yap and shit that we was doing, we can do it when I see you. Yip-yap. Pillow talk. We can lay there and talk and shit till I fall asleep.
What if you just met her?
I'm coming over.
A Okay, and there you go.
Like, I know but you're not no, the answer the
to the, my answer to that question is what you say you don't like. FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah.
Oh, so you like FaceTime?
Okay. Absolutely. Let me see you in your environment.
He does like FaceTime. I'll even say that.
Let me see. Yeah, God damn it. You know, sometimes like again.
You're going to get this bonnet and these glasses. That's what you get for not texting me first.
I took my contact out.
Right.
But guess what? If I'm going in with you, then I'm going to have to see that anyway. I mean, for real? Am I not going to see that?
I assume you would.
There you go. And sometimes I just want to see, you know, I want to see your face. Like how you say you see that person that you want to be the first to tell the news. I want to see their face when I tell them, you know. Because sometimes you tell somebody something exciting, they be like, aha, yeah, that's good, baby. And you're like, damn, were they just tired or they not fucking with me? What I mean, so yeah, I like the face. I like
see,
the face
that could
time.
Be a flag. If I tell you some shit, you should be jumping up on the couch like Tom Cruise. God damn it, get on the couch like Tom Cruise.
Yes.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh my gosh, I am so not a phone person. But I assume because you should get to know somebody by talking to them so you can hear their voice. I'm like, I prefer text, but you got to get to know somebody and actually listen to their voice, people. Like Diego says, you need to hear the inflection in their voice, because if you get a text and you're like, no, this motherfucker.
Ooh, and you read that tone.
Bop, boop, and they're like, I just meant, did you want to go to the store?
Right.
And I, because I was about to go get some groceries. And you're like, oh, okay then. All right, because I thought you was about to, oh, that's all. Okay. So, yeah, I really do think you should talk on the phone and get to know someone. And like Reese said, there should be that combo of, you know, the good morning text or the, you know, whatever y'all decide y'all want to do text. I got to get in that because really, I swear my phone rings. I'm like, no, why? Why? Why couldn't they text me this? I don't really want to talk to this person. And then honestly, if you're saying that, you really don't like that person.
Yeah, really.
So I mean,
really.
I'm gonna keep that real too. You really don't like that person. If you're asking yourself, why are they calling instead of texting?
Yeah.
I mean, although sometimes you just don't want to talk on the phone. You know, I mean, I'll say for me, sometimes I just don't want to talk on the phone, but that's just
me. You know, when someone really likes you and you call and they pick up the phone and they be like, yo, I'm in the meeting right now, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that should have been a text.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, if they're going to take, you know, they're going to fuck around and lose their job.
Right.
Answer calling. Yeah.
But, I mean, but in this age of dating websites and people meeting online, you know, I think that a phone call is appropriate. I mean, you don't want to meet someone online and the only communication you have with that person is text.
Sure.
You don't want
them
to FaceTime you because I ain't ready for all that.
Right. I'm like, I don't know you like that.
So sometimes a phone call is the most appropriate thing to do because at least you can find out if they're dry on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
am I doing all the talking?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to, eventually, I'm going to bore myself.
Exactly.
I already know all of this. Right. So, you know what I'm saying?
If they're not engaging and, you know, because people can be engaging via text. More so there than voice call. It's really weird. I've seen people. I've dated people who they can text the hell out of you. I mean, text you a book. You talk to them over the phone, and it's like waiting for the paint to dry. And you're like, God damn, you. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just can't put the two together. So you know.
But you know, my mannerism on the phone can change by one simple thing. Do I have headphones with me? Because if I got to sit there and hold that bitch, I don't got time to talk to you.
Mm-mm. Right.
But if I got a pair of headphones, I can lay the phone down and I'm half watching TV, half listening to you anyway, whatever. I'll sit on the phone with you for an hour.
What in the world?
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, again, it's like, I don't know. I guess like everything else we talk about, I guess find that balance that works for you. But yeah, so.
And if you really like the person, you'll find it. If the person, you know, like Queen said, okay, you know, so it all depends on what's the level of you that you like that person.
So I'm gonna tell you the problem with y'all phone people. Y'all will call at 3:30 in the morning talking about you awake, motherfucker. You could have texted that, and if I was asleep, I wouldn't answer this bitch.
Mm-hmm. All
like,
right,
All right, I'll go ahead and let you go to sleep. Nah, I'm up now. Right. Nah, man, I was just calling in. I just wanted to know if you was away.
No, they just wanted to know where the hell you were.
There you go.
But whatever.
Paint dry.
You at home or nah? Yeah. I'm just checking.
All right.
To make sure you are where you said you
was.
That's
what FaceTime's for.
Ew. Don't do that.
That's what FaceTime.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Call me when
I'm
you
sleep.
Get home.
I know you sleep. Turn the camera on. Make sure you sleep alone.
See? Damn, see, that's too much right there. That's
right,
too much.
I'm saying.
That's too much.
You know what I mean? If you got to do all that,
scan
son.
The room.
Yeah, right. That's like.
That's too much, dog.
I don't got right. your pajamas on. You always got them on when I'm over there.
Too much. That means that relationship is some trash. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, so last question. Saving the best for last. Before I say this, okay. Feedback and deep show at yahoo.com. 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a voicemail. And hey, go over to our Facebook page because sometimes we post these questions and we want you to answer them. Don't be shy.
We might
want to
make you a star even though we don't say your name.
I mean, if you go to Facebook, people going to see it. But anyway, right. I try not to totally put
we
you out there.
We say what you post.
Right. I try to not put you out there anyway.
Even if we know you're real government.
Okay. So, do you have to have oral sex with someone before you marry them?
Yes, you do.
A resounding yes.
Yes, you do. You got to have.
Okay. I'm like, okay. And thank you for listening to Dating Sucks? Well. Question mark. Right. And that's the end of the show.
Because, I mean...
Do you have, like, for real?
Yeah.
Do you have to have oral sex with someone?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean,
you bury them?
Yeah.
Come on.
Because I know someone who actually married a woman and she promised him.
Where's this going?
I don't know why every
time. Right. I'm like, where's this going?
I'm
right.
Like,
what the hell?
Because I'm saying, he married this woman and with the promise.
Oh boy.
And she said, "Well, you know, I don't do that.
She
I don't.
Sold
I,
yeah, him a dream.
Sold him a dream. Talking about, I'm gonna suck your dick when we get married because I don't do that." And this fool, waited for her and got married to her, and he still has a dry dick.
See, hold on. My problem is, I saw the comedian Earthquake say that same shit.
Oh, serious?
The nigga was like, "You said you were gonna do it."
Because, but I think that's a real thing, though.
It is. No, I'm serious. This guy actually got married to this woman because she was all that holy than thou stuff. Like, they don't suck dick. But, and so she was like, no. She's going to say no. And she said no. And she said, I'll do it when I get married because because a lot of women always say this shit, especially when they want to take it in the buns or they get married. They go.
He said the buns.
Talking about, I'll do it. I only want to do that with my husband. Bullshit, bitch. You're going to start now. You're going to do a prelim first. But a lot of guys fall for that bullshit, and they still waiting for their dick to get sucked or take it in the bud. So the bottom line is, look, nah. You got to find
baby
out.
Batter.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Shoot that baby
batter. So here's my thing for you must-have people. Suppose you get it and it's just fucking awful.
Ooh.
Do you not marry the person now?
Yes.
Behind some oral sex?
He
yes.
said yes.
Because you will cheat.
I would enjoy receiving oral sex for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Okay, so is this not something
good.
You feel that you can instruct along the way,
oh,
learn
yeah.
how to do this. It's just, oh, you know what, girl? He went down there. That shit wasn't good. He done.
No.
Lose my number, nigga.
No. Instruction is very important.
What if he don't take instructions well?
Then red, that means he's probably not taking instructions
I'm saying
well.
That's
or
a red
well
flag.
Or any other things. Yeah.
Remember
fire
what
engine
I said?
Red.
Sometimes
candy
you
apple
know.
Red.
Right.
And there are red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag.
There you go.
Right.
Now, I come from the school of... it's better to give than to receive. I like to give. And receiving
is great,
too.
That's what we used
to
say when we robbed niggas back in college.
I do like to give. But, yeah, receiving is amazing.
But what if your man don't receive? What if he's like, yeah, I don't really
want to
do that.
I've never met one who didn't like
well,
to
you know,
receive.
I'm just saying, if you did, though. I mean, there's a lot of people out
there's
that
men
kind
who
of
don't like
there.
To receive.
Wait.
No, not receive. There's a lot of men out there don't like to give.
Oh, to give.
Y'all getting away from
I've
the
never
question.
Accounted.
Encounter. Can I bring it back to the question?
Bring it back to the question.
I'm sorry. So, I forgot the question.
I'm just going to call bullshit on the both of you because I just don't believe that if you found someone that checked every box that you have, sex is bomb, the whole shit, but they just don't do that one thing well, that you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Yes, I would.
That wasn't even a question, though.
I understand that.
You're going to bring
it
back?
I'm bringing it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not throwing that guy out.
I am.
They said I am. Did I say that?
I don't believe that.
But anywho, so it was before you married them, but that was...
Right. Well, I'm talking before you marry him.
Okay.
So, he met this person. She met this requirement. Kind of fell short here, but she met this requirement. Fuck it. Fuck her. I'll find a new one. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I would. You ain't sucking that dick right. I'm sorry. You out.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it because I'm... I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
90% can't do it right any fucking way.
That's true.
So, damn, really, 90%? What the fuck are you?
Then you find the one who does it right.
The one that does it right got the 420 credit score, ain't doing shit, 6 kids, blah blah blah, and so yep, she's a good dick. I'll take her.
You might could work with her.
Oh.
Okay, I'm calling bullshit.
Bullshit. I'm going to earn my doctorates, getting you where I need you to get. If that's your one Achilles heel, we're gonna work on this together, babe.
Okay. I agree.
Which part? I mean, with whom?
I agree with the coaching, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Coaching.
Because everyone.
How old is this person?
I'm saying
they didn't
that.
Have, they didn't say.
And everyone has different needs and preferences and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's that growing, the growing pains, figuring it out. Mm-hmm. What do you like?
Some like a little teeth, some don't.
No, I mean, some that's don't. Fine, too. I mean, as far as that. But the question was, if that person, is it important for that person to give you that? Yeah, it's absolutely important for that person to get. I need to know your dick sucking skills prior to me marrying you. I need to know that. I need to interview. I need to know that you are you just a pole person? Are you a full ball and pole? And you might want to go down to the little hole a little bit too. I need to know if you're a full service person.
Mm-hmm. The hole.
Yeah, licking my ass. Bleeding?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't let your tongue be shy.
Welp.
Would you look at the time?
But I'm just saying, I mean, that's important.
I mean, whatever. You have to know what is important to you. Right, if that is important to you, then that is important to you. I don't think you should throw the dick out with the bathwater or the vagina. I think if... You know, maybe we're going to say depending on the age, because if it's somebody younger, maybe you can work with them. Somebody older, I don't know. If they're not willing to at least try, and as we were talking about porn earlier, you can have porn. Show them some porn. Mm-hmm. And if the porn does not work for them and they're not willing to try what is happening with porn, because a lot of people learn that way,
mm-hmm.
and they're not willing to learn, or they're not willing to say, you know, I don't want to do it at all. I'm not into it. That's not my jam. And then, you know, that person is not for you. And maybe that's not somebody you want to marry, because eventually you get married to this person and you're going to probably want to go on and find somebody else in a dark room or in your car in a parking lot that's willing to lick or suck or whatever it is you're into, that they're going to be willing to do that for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's something you need to look for. And I'm not saying that that's the end all be all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that should be like the catalyst and be like, okay, that's a deal breaker. This person doesn't lick nor suck. That's a deal breaker. But they click every single other box for me.
So you get a side piece?
Now, if wait, let me finish. Now, if they click every single other box for me and they're not willing to at least like learn, because I mean, I'm not going to lie, I have been in some relationships where, you know, they've tried and I'm like, oop, head tap. I'm good. You know, right. I'm good. Okay. Thanks. Right. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, granted, I could say I'm not with them, you know, to this day, but it's just like, if you're not willing to put forth some effort, because that means a lot to somebody, you know, like if you're willing to do that, for some people, it's just like walking down the street and putting money in a meter. It's not a big deal. But for some other people, that means a lot to them. You know what I mean? If they're willing to go down and please you and that's it and walk away, like they don't need anything else. They don't need you to reciprocate. They're doing that because they want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's potentially a keeper.
That's true.
Because you know that person's not selfish.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Because I'm saying,
I like to give, but I like to receive too. But I like to give. I'm an equal opportunist.
I'm just saying.
The gift that keeps
now, as
on
we
going.
Said earlier, let's not overlook that shit that we bring. If it's a situation of, there's one situation where if they don't do it well, and there's another situation of they don't do it. But I think in both situations, you know, let's not overlook what we bring to the table too. So like if you bring some funky shit to the table and nigga just don't want to go down there because the streets ain't clean.
Oh, that's different.
You can't put that on him.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
You know what I mean? If you got sneaky dick and she ain't trying to put that in her mouth, you can't put that on her.
Oh. Castile soap.
Uh-oh. Are you but can I ask though? Are you okay? So if you come across somebody and they do have hot box and not in a good way. Or stinky balls. Like, can you, like, how do you tell, like, I just had this conversation with people. How do you tell somebody your box is hot and not in a good way and your balls are doing the most and not in a good way? Like, how can you tell somebody you're dating that this is what is popping off?
I'll wait for y'all.
He's taking notes.
You be sitting up there, hey, baby, let's take a shower.
What if they're like, nah, I'm good. I already took one.
No, you're not. Let's take a shower.
I mean, seriously, sometimes like you don't even know how many guy friends I've had say that they've come across women and the box is hot and then not in a good way hot.
Curl your fucking eyebrows.
You know what I'm saying? So like, and even, you know, I would say for me, I would be like, no, thank you. And go back up. You know what I'm saying? So how do you tell somebody if the block is hot?
If their block is that sizzling,
because sometimes I'm trying to tell you, I've had male friends,
but then again, sometimes a sweaty box is kind of hot.
And we're not talking sweaty, man.
We're talking about stinky.
We're talking about stinky. There's a difference.
That's what I was about to say. If you just one of them go hard people, and you know, mama just came home from a vigorous workout, but she looking sexy in her workout gear, and life is life.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about.
But yeah, if it's just
a pH balance.
A pH balance.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then I think you know, the thing about it is about honesty. And if the person's pH is off and their box is like rank, or his dick is stinky, he got stinky dick, Castile soap, then tell the person, say, babe, you know something? You need to clean down there a little bit better. Simple as that. I mean, they might be a little embarrassed at first, but the bottom line, I think they would appreciate it if you told them instead of avoiding them and go, oh, no, I don't want to do it. Because then they're going to say, well, what's wrong? Just tell the truth. Hey, you know, your little tank down there. We need to work it out.
Oh, God. Bring her home some pineapples.
I honestly have a friend of mine that went through that exact same thing. And I applaud him because he actually had the courage to express that, because it was beginning to be a problem in his relationship where she was like, you know, she was actually to the point where she was accusing him of, you know, cheating or being with somebody else because he wasn't affectionate with her.
Oh.
And
so not just orally.
Yeah, just
the whole
thing. Right. So
His dick was fighting up. No.
Yeah. So he had to sit down, and you know, he followed some strict guidelines that he made sure it was a situation where they had time to talk. He made sure they both weren't like, you know how sometimes when you're just chilling, you have a drink or two or whatever. Yeah. He made sure they weren't drinking. Everybody was good. Straight up and just blah, blah, blah. And had that talk. And for the most part, it worked out.
That's some embarrassing
but,
shit.
But you know what though? But it was a bit of a blow.
Yeah.
To her, but you know she understood. I don't think she followed through as much as he wanted her to, but because she did pay more attention, and with that he did increase his activity, but it was a situation to where she was like, okay, I'm good now, and kind of just let it.
See, yeah, I also think it may also depend on, not trying to sound old lady, but from what I've been reading, that it depends on like what she was going through, because you know, as you get older, you do go through menopause and parts do change. So I don't know if the person is older.
In the 20s.
Oh God!
So she was just Susie Rotten.
You just nasty.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you stank. You stank.
You were just nasty, girl.
Little Susie Rotten crotch.
I mean, not being funny. I mean, sometimes you know, people don't always get all the tools they should. You know, knowing, or you know. Okay.
She might just had a medical problem. He might just.
I was about to say that too. Maybe she needed to go to the doctor and, you know,
find out, hey,
he can give her her little copay.
Something, you know, to help her out. I mean, I was just going, I was just hoping, like, maybe you could
check her Vagisil cabinet.
I mean, that's real. For real. That's what we're talking about. Anyway.
20 years old.
Right. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Because I mean, you know, people need to know that somebody told me, they were like, look, as you get older, your pH is going to change. And I'm like, shut your mouth.
I think I'm actually willing to I don't even want to hear that. Swag bags to any listener that can really just give, that can send in feedback on just a good way, not just a run of the mill, but just a good way to let someone know. Without, you know, destroying things that...
I don't think there's a... I mean, it would be dope if they could. Because I really don't know if... I mean, you can't be like I said, guy friends.
Give them a card.
Let's take a shower together. Is there a Hallmark card for that?
Yeah. You can give them a card, yeah.
What Hallmark card is out there that's like your box is hot and it's sizzly? Or your balls are...
You can make your own card. Crazy. Just kind of put it out there and say, here, read this.
Maybe send it to Joan Anonymous?
Yeah, just read this. Which one of my women sent this to me?
Well, my friend wrote a great blog. You should check it out.
My friend wrote a blog on treating your box correctly.
Hey, here's the link. I'll send you the link.
Like, there's this crazy story that's out there. You should totally read it.
Because, I mean, you may as well be honest and tell them, because eventually it's going to wear you down to the point where you're going to blurt it out and...
Yeah. And, I don't know. I still think, really, it honestly is, to me, it's hard to tell somebody these things. You know what I'm saying? It really is. And people say, I'd rather for you to be honest and just tell me the truth. It's hard to tell somebody the truth when it comes to something like that, when it comes to hygiene, because that's a very embarrassing thing.
Let me ask you a question, ladies. Two questions. One, is it something that you know, but you just think no one else knows? Is the first question. And the second question is, if you had a girlfriend that you knew, how do you tell them?
See, that's what I was saying before, that I had this conversation with some friends and they made it seem like it was just easy, like, oh, you just tell them. And I'm like, it ain't that easy, man. You can't just tell somebody, hey, your box is stinks.
I told one of
it
my
stinks.
Girlfriends that. I
said, like, how did you tell her?
I said, girl, you smell like you just hopped up off of a dick. Go take a shower.
Okay.
Okay. I have said that before, but I mean, we were like super duper close.
But I'm saying, but what if it didn't, I mean, because that smell actually cannot be that bad sometimes. I'm just saying. So what if it's like, it just smells like, you know, when you see like, think Charlie Brown, Pigpen. You know how like the little dirt, little jaunts are like wafting? And you know if you saw Pigpen in real life, he would really stink. Like, how would you tell your friend that? Like, I personally don't know. And I think to go back to your first question, sometimes I think you do know your shit is off, but I think after a while, just like with anything, you get used to the smell. So you're like, eh, maybe it's not as bad, or maybe nobody else really smells it. Maybe I smell it because I'm close to it. You know what I'm saying? Just saying.
I feel like you know when it's percolating, like when something's going on.
I think I'm just trying to tell you because, see, I'm not going to try. I'm not trying to get.
What just happened?
He said percolate. I'm not. Right.
I mean, sometimes, like.
Well, can I just give you one example? Okay. So at the hairdresser, you know how there are different, like, dryers and whatever, whatever. So at the hairdresser.
I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
So, like, sometimes they have, you know, like, my hairdresser has, like, different pillows because people are short and they want to prop up or whatever, whatever. Yep. And then it's, like, you might get under one dryer because maybe that dryer is for people who have conditioner and this dryer is for people who have rods or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're getting their hair done, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I was at the hairdresser one time and someone got up and I had to sit behind them. And so I was like, sweet baby, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And see, this remind me of, remember I was talking about menopause thing, how, you know, this is what I think this person was going through. And I don't really think she realized, you know, but I was just like, oh, Lord, now I got to sit in this waft.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get up, people looking at
right,
you.
Right. And I was like, oh, Lord, people are going to get behind me and think that waft is me.
Oh, you know,
but right. But I'm like, I didn't feel comfortable enough to tell her, girl, you wafting, like, is this, you know, what did you, here you, here's a wipe. I mean, I couldn't say, hey, here's a wipe, you know.
Just give yourself a breeze.
Give her a swag.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, you know I mean, like, I couldn't go behind her and tell her, you know, your box is hot. Like, I couldn't do that because I wasn't cool enough with her.
See, guys,
you know
we
what I'm
don't
saying?
Have that problem. Because we can't sit up and say, nigga, your nuts smell. Because we can't smell your nuts. I mean, it's just, it's a personal thing.
No, man. Yeah. Sometimes y'all know. Y'all.
No,
y'all
no, no. I say we know personal. Oh, okay. But I'm just saying. But
oh, yeah. We
dude,
know personal because we
ball
check every
we few
minutes. Right. I see y'all all
but
the time.
But I'm just saying, another shifting dude can't sit there and go, damn, man. I think I smell your nuts. I mean,
see, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Unless, like, you said you were super close. But don't think in her head. She wasn't like this motherfucker. She just
I know she went to the shower.
But she probably did, but I guarantee you she was in that shower. Like, I can't believe she said that to me. I'm embarrassed. I don't even want to look her in the eye. Whatever. I don't even care if that's your sister. You know what I'm saying? No matter who that is to you, I guarantee you she is uncomfortable sometimes when she's around you and doing a box check. Come on, man. I mean, because we're human beings. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, even if you're close, and if you tell me, you know, I just recently met you, but if you tell me, like, hey, your box is hot, I'd be like, oh, my gosh. Like, that would embarrass me. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I want to know, but that would still embarrass me. So every time I see you, I'd be like, oh, my God, my box was hot. Oh, my God. Like, my box is hot. But I'll tell you, I guarantee you, ever since, I see you up for here on that. My box is
going
to be like.
Your box would be
ting. My box is going to be like ting. that's the what you're going to hear from it. Ting. But anyway. All right. I feel like we carried this conversation on really long. So. You want to get in the hot box, hot balls conversation? Hit us up. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1437. And you can get in the box, balls conversation too. No, okay.
<I'm> just gonna...
Sorry. We're just like wilding out. You know, we don't get together enough, so that's why we're acting crazy. Yeah, but anyway, so thank you for listening to the show. We greatly appreciate you on The Real Tip. Thank you to everybody that sent in questions. Hopefully we answered them, you know, where you got something from it. And if you didn't send in the question, you were listening. Hopefully, maybe you got something out of it, too. So I just want to say real quick before we roll out, B, I miss Sonia from the BX. We miss you. stop playing in shit when we supposed to do what we supposed to do, okay? Because we want you sitting in the other seat on the other side of Diego, so we want to hear your voice too, okay? All right, till the next time.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm right.
Well, as always, I'm your man, McBee. For Diego, Miss Reese, and the Queen, it's IDS Extra. Peace.
Your glance, this romance, does say let it.